Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, May 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has assembled a group of investors to provide more than $7 billion to back his bid to buy Twitter. The investors include a Saudi prince, Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison, and the cryptocurrency exchange Binance. The new money will reduce the amount that Musk has to borrow against his stake in Tesla to personally close the $44 billion deal. Housing finance giant Freddie Mac says the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate home loan rose to 5.27%, the weekly figure's highest reading in nearly 13 years, and a continuation of what has been a rapid surge as the busy spring selling season takes hold. From January to April, rates rose at their fastest three-month pace since 1994. The Labor Department says new applications for unemployment benefits rose to 200,000 last week, the first increase since early April. But the number of claims filed still remains near historic lows and is among several signs of a robust labor market that has strong job growth and high demand for workers. And a former top education department lawyer says their broad-based student debt cancellation by executive action is likely to face legal challenges. In a previously unreported briefing from last year, the department's general counsel, who served in the Obama administration, said a plan to cancel debts for student borrowers without tying relief to their individual needs could result in the Biden administration being sued by loan servicing companies and investors that own securities backed by student loans. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.